Friday, 11th September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. A local NGO, PADARE, the Men's Forum on Gender, yesterday issued a press statement condemning alleged sexual harassment at the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation. According to PADARE, a memo has been circulated around studios instructing women not to wear miniskirts or trousers at work. PADARE believes this is an insult to the women concerned, as this is a serious infringement on their right to freedom of choice. An article in The Economist suggests that Africa's diplomacy has once again let Robert Mugabe off the hook following the SADC meeting that failed to criticize President Robert Mugabe for his refusal to honor the power-sharing deal it helped broker a year ago. In a Reuters report, Ben Rafemoyo, the chief executive of state-owned power utility ZESA, said that an economic turnaround could strain Zimbabwe's capacity to generate electricity in a country already relying on imports to meet demand. Zimbabwe's current peak demand is 1,600 megawatts, but the country only produces 1,000 megawatts. The peak demand would increase to 2,200 megawatts once the country's economy recovers. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA, has awarded its 2009 MISA Press Freedom Award to South Africa's celebrated and award-winning cartoonist, Jonathan Shapiro, better known as Zapiro, in recognition of his contribution to media freedom and freedom of expression in the Southern African Development Community region. If you haven't seen a female condom lately, you're not alone. More than 15 years after the only female-controlled method to prevent HIV was introduced, it is still largely marginalized and inaccessible. But if there is a female condom success story, it is Zimbabwe, which boasts the highest rate of female condom distribution per capita worldwide, according to UNFPA country office estimates. In 2008, the government and partners distributed over 5 million of the condoms. In her recently published book, The Challenge for Africa, A New Vision, Kenyan environmental activist Wangari Maathai asserts that people's disempowerment, whether through lack of self-confidence, apathy or fear, or an inability to take charge of one's life, is the most unrecognized problem in Africa today. An Associated Press report says that at least 7 people were killed in Uganda when supporters of the traditional ruler of the country's largest ethnic group clashed with security forces in the country's capital. The clashes began when a representative of the traditional ruler of the Buganda Kingdom, Uganda's largest ethnic group, was prevented from traveling to a region northeast of the capital to prepare for a political rally Saturday. According to the UK Telegraph, FIFA officials said they want to see the best possible African World Cup. South Africa says it will do its utmost to put on that show amid fears for the safety of visiting fans to a country with one of the highest violence rates in the world.